This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The trial of two officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain will resume tomorrow. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Attorneys will continue their questioning of a doctor who examined McClain's lungs. They're trying to determine exactly how McClain died after being stopped by police in 2019. The official cause of death is ketamine, which paramedics forcibly injected him with. McClain then suffered a cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital. But in early testimony, the physician said McClain inhaled a potentially fatal amount of vomit as officers tried to subdue him. Trials for another officer and two paramedics are scheduled for the coming months. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Congressman Jason Crow believes the 14th Amendment could keep Donald Trump off of the 2024 presidential ballot in Colorado.
There are instances where candidates tried to rig the system, and they tried to use violence and intimidation and rebellion or insurrection in the case of the former president to actually thwart the will of the voters. So what these provisions are doing is actually protecting the voting process, protecting the will of the voters.
A group of Colorado voters filed a lawsuit saying a clause in the 14th Amendment makes the former president ineligible to be on the ballot because of his role in an insurrection. A hearing on the case will be held in October. More than 35 medals at this year's Great American Beer Festival went to Colorado breweries. The annual gathering of brewers and beer fans awarded more than 300 medals in nearly 100 categories. Organizers say Great American is the nation's largest beer competition. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here for more.